Welcome to the Artful Aesthetic Podcast, brought to you by Artful Aesthetic Medicine. I'm your host, Samantha, and today we're diving into a topic that's been gaining a lot of buzz, dissolving dermal fillers. I'm excited to have James with us, an expert in aesthetic medicine, to shed some light on this. Welcome, James!
Thanks for having me, Samantha. I'm happy to be here and discuss dissolving fillers. It's definitely a topic many people are curious about, especially with the increasing popularity of fillers themselves.
Exactly. So James, let's start with the basics. Why are we seeing more and more people interested in dissolving their fillers? What's driving this trend?
Well, Samantha, there are a few key reasons. One big factor is the overfilling trend. Social media and celebrity culture have, in some cases, led to people getting a little too much filler, especially in the lips. You end up with that unnatural duck lip or pillow face look, and people realize it's not quite what they wanted.
Ah, yes, I've definitely seen that. It's like, sometimes less is more, right? But it's interesting how our perception can get skewed. I think I read something about filler blindness?
That's right. Filler blindness is when people lose perspective on their original appearance. They keep getting more filler, thinking they need a top-up. Even when the filler is still present, it's a tricky thing. And it highlights the importance of practitioners doing a careful assessment and really listening to the patient's goals.
That makes total sense. So it's not always about someone being heavy-handed with the needle. Sometimes it's a shift in perception. What about when things go wrong in other ways? Like I've heard about lumps or unevenness.
Exactly. Sometimes fillers can create lumps or bumps under the skin. Usually they resolve on their own. But if they're stubborn, dissolving the filler is a good option. And then, there are the rare but serious complications, like vascular occlusion, where filler accidentally enters a blood vessel. That requires immediate action and dissolving the filler.
Wow, that sounds scary. Okay, so dissolving fillers isn't just about fixing cosmetic issues. It can also be a medical necessity. Now, I know there are different types of fillers. Can all of them be dissolved?
That's a great question. The most common type of filler, hyaluronic acid, or HA fillers, are reversible. Brands like Juvederm, Restylane, and Bellotero, we use many of these here at Artful Aesthetic Medicine, can be dissolved using an enzyme called hyaluronidase.
Okay, so HA fillers are the good guys in this scenario. What about the others?
Well, non-HA fillers, like those made of calcium hydroxylapatite, last longer and are broken down by the body over time, but they aren't as easily dissolved. And then there are permanent fillers, like silicone, which, as the name suggests, are not reversible. That's why it's so important to carefully consider your options before getting any type of filler.
Definitely. It sounds like doing your research and choosing a qualified practitioner, like the ones at Artful Aesthetic Medicine, is key. So let's talk about this hyaluronidase. What exactly is it? And how does it work its magic?
Think of hyaluronidase as a special enzyme that breaks down hyaluronic acid. When injected into the filler area, it dissolves the filler, which is then absorbed by the body. It's pretty quick. It can take anywhere from a few hours to a couple of days to see the full effect.
That sounds almost too good to be true. Is it safe? Are there any risks involved?
Generally, dissolving fillers with hyaluronidase is safe when performed by a trained healthcare professional. However, like any procedure, there are potential risks. These can include bruising, swelling, redness, and, in rare cases, an allergic reaction. That's why a thorough consultation and assessment of your medical history are crucial.
Okay, so it's not risk-free, but the risks are minimal when you're in the hands of a skilled practitioner. What can people expect during the dissolving procedure itself? What's the process like at Artful Aesthetic Medicine?
First, you'll have a consultation with one of our prescribing practitioners, a doctor, dentist, or prescribing nurse. They'll assess your needs, discuss your medical history, and make sure dissolving the filler is the right choice for you. On the day of the procedure, we'll inject the hyaluronidase into the area with the filler, followed by a gentle massage. We also use a topical numbing cream to minimize any discomfort.
That sounds pretty straightforward. What about after the procedure? Is there any special aftercare involved?
Yes. Aftercare is important for a smooth recovery. We advise patients to avoid excessive heat or cold, refrain from strenuous exercise for a day or two, and avoid certain medications that could interfere with healing. Using ice packs to reduce swelling and arnica cream to minimize bruising can also be helpful. And of course, staying hydrated is always a good idea.
Great tips. Now, I know that sometimes people seek cosmetic procedures because of underlying emotional or psychological issues. Is that something you consider when someone comes in wanting to dissolve their fillers?
Absolutely, Samantha. Low self-esteem or body dysmorphic disorder, BDD, can sometimes drive people to seek excessive cosmetic treatments. It's important to recognize that not everyone with overfilled features has BDD, but we always try to manage expectations and have open and honest conversations with our patients about their motivations and goals.
That's so important, James. It's about treating the whole person, not just the physical appearance. So to wrap things up, what are the key takeaways about dissolving dermal fillers?
Well, dissolving fillers is becoming more common due to overfilling trends, complications, and a better understanding of the psychological factors involved. Hyaluronic acid fillers can be safely dissolved with hyaluronidase when administered by qualified professionals like those at Artful Aesthetic Medicine. But it's crucial to consider the potential risks, have realistic expectations, and address any underlying mental health concerns.
Excellent summary, James. It sounds like dissolving fillers can be a great option for those who are unhappy with their results or experiencing complications, but it's essential to do your research, choose a qualified practitioner, and have a thorough consultation. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us today. And to our listeners, if you're considering dissolving your dermal fillers, we encourage you to book a consultation with the experienced professionals at Artful Aesthetic Medicine. They can assess your individual needs and help you achieve a natural and refreshed look. Visit our website or call us today to schedule your appointment. Thanks for tuning in to the Artful Aesthetic Podcast.